This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Okay, so welcome back to another Attraction HQ podcast. In my grand tradition of inviting my friends, I have loads of them, yay, to talk to me about stuff. Today I am, it's my great pleasure to be joined by the woman I know as Pow.
Pow. That's the one.
Pow, basically, I basically follow her around going, I want your life. You're so much more mature and with it than I am.
And I'm like following your life. I'm like, I want your life. It's so much more fun and creative and celeb and all that. And I think we make a good match.
Hey, we do make a good team. I think so. We agreed that, didn't we, last time we went out?
Yeah. We just said, well, we engaged and it's happening.
Brilliant. I can't wait. Yeah. So,
VIP invites to the wedding will be available soon on haileyquid.com/thewedding.
As you can tell from Pal's dexterous knowledge of websites, she is a multiple business owner, tech entrepreneur, and in her spare time, just for a laugh, is an events organizer and burlesque performer.
So, why not?
So, as you see, Pow is really a mastermind at kind of having that like 360 degree life where it's like, I've got a really cool business or multiple businesses that I'm doing really, really well at professionally. And then, just for fun, I'm going to do something sexy and fun and frivolous on the side. Pow also organises something called the Unconventional Convention. I've spoken at that a bunch of times. First of all, it is so fun. Secondly, the interesting thing about it is it really prizes the individual. And we were kind of chatting about what we want to talk to you guys about today. And the subject of actually being okay to get in touch with your feminine side and being a bit more vulnerable came up. This is something that I encountered actually just with one of my clients yesterday. It turns out, no joke, he's tech guy by day, interior design enthusiast by night. And he was and he's like, should I hire?
He designs bedrooms, why by night?
Well, it's like he basically in his spare time just makes his home really beautiful, has got a real eye for design.
Awesome. And that's the kind of stuff that makes him interesting. Like if I got a geek guy chatting to me about his passion in interior design, I'll totally be in.
He was like, he was literally like, should I hide this because does this make me too feminine? You know, am I going to sound gay?
Stupid.
Not that gay is a negative thing, but like guys worry about this stuff. And what I find happening is a lot of self-censorship, i.e. Whether it's writing your online dating profile or your first date conversation, guys will just choose not to say stuff because they think it's like unmanly. And usually the stuff that they choose not to say is what adds the depth and the richness to their character, which actually creative, sensitive, interesting women will be really, really into.
Totally. That's what makes you hot, guys. The wholeness of who you are. So instead of being the macho guy who's got it all together, when you want to chat up a girl, particularly a girl who like Hayley here or myself, happens to be quite strong, quite strong-minded, strong-willed, maybe quite intimidated to some guys. If you start talking to her about stuff that you're interested in, maybe show a bit more of your softer side as opposed to like, oh yeah, I've done this, I've done that, I've got it all together, I'm successful, la la la. Talk to her about, wow, I mean, if you can actually strike up a conversation, well, you'll mention a failure of yours. Mm-hmm. Some of the most interesting and successful entrepreneurs I know are never afraid of talking about shit they failed at.
Right.
And that's how I know that it's a really interesting person. If somebody's able to tell me, oh, my first business or whatever else, that was a disaster and this is what I did and we have a laugh and blah, 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 that tells me this person is actually really interesting and has got it more together than someone who would just talk about why they rock and what they've achieved, because it's, you can kind of see through it. It's all bullshit.
Absolutely. I think sometimes actually that makes people more trustworthy, more well-balanced, more well-rounded. If someone presents a continually consolidated, strong image, actually, I think that's quite distrustful. I think that's someone who can't be vulnerable and has to be a superhuman all the time. Sometimes that shows more insecurity, I think. And a lot of the time, actually, when I'm thinking about it, when guys show that vulnerability, it makes you less one-dimensional and it makes you more of an individual. And actually, the more of an individual you are, though, okay, not everybody's going to like you, it's one of those ways that you stand out, because individuality is unique, it's valued, and it raises your social value to have that, particularly if you take ownership over those qualities. You know, whether it's like the guy that likes interior design, my ex-partner, he used to be like the cool music dude, but in his spare time used to like model railways. And actually
really
I didn't know that. That's why all those Railway Modeler magazines are still here. Like, he left them with me. God. Yeah, left me. Can you imagine, like, what a thing to so leave
a fetish
with me.
For railways, why not what's next?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I sort of thought, because when he was showing, like, can you imagine date three, he's showing me a YouTube video of a model railway and say, oh, look at the gauge on that. And I'm looking at him like a bit perplexed, but also like, you know what? This is kind of a wonderful person, because they've
got an interest, and he's not afraid to admit, like, I'm really into this thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, yeah, I'm doing really well in my professional career and I'm earning X, Y, Z. I mean, oh, why would you be interested to talk about that?
Yeah. That makes me actually want to physically be sick. Like, also think consciously about the women you want to attract. Like, do you want a woman who's well balanced herself, who's well rounded?
She's got a lot of things going on in her spare time, because if that's the kind of woman that you want, the way you're going to attract her is by talking about quirky things, unusual things that you yourself are up to. So I think that brings me back to a point what you, Hayley, talk about in some of your videos about how you should develop your social life and develop, like, actually find out what you're interested in in the first place, you know? Like, screw the women. Like, what is it that you want to do that makes you happy, that makes you feel more in touch with yourself, that makes you have a laugh, that makes you feel like you're having an interesting, cool life, and just go with that. And there's a very, very good chance that you'll meet someone interesting doing those things, as opposed to, you know, going to a piss up or going to a after work party or something like that.
Definitely. I think the more true and consolidated version of you you can become, and the more you push down the path which satisfies who you are, honestly, good stuff just floods into your life by doing that. So instead of being too strategic in the beginning about thinking, oh, where do I meet the girl? How do I meet the girl? How do I impress her? In that mindset, you're already performing and you're already losing. Instead, what you need to refocus on is thinking, actually, this is what I love. This is what I'm going to do. And actually, this is cool. And that ownership thing is really important. Even if you have a hobby that you or interest that you think girls are not going to be into, I once coached a guy whose interest was war games. Not war games.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that sounds like a guy I would want to at least talk to. Like, why are you into war games? What is so interesting about
it?
Would want to have a chat with a guy who's into war games.
Right. It wasn't like the PlayStation games. It was like, you know, when you go and sit around a table and you move the little tanks around and stuff like. But I thought, you know what? Actually, anybody that can turn around and say, oh my God, war games, if you don't think it's sick, you need to try it. Like, having that strength of personal character to validate your own interests and not being led or needing to conform and needing to reserve your opinions and needing to follow, that's hot. It doesn't matter what the thing is. You know, if you are enjoying it and you're passionate about it and you're taking ownership of it, fabulous. I also think the failure thing that you said earlier, Pau, was really relevant. Lots of times I hear about, I'll get guys and I'll work with them. And you know what? They're sort of polished. Like, they look pretty good. They dress pretty good. They've got a career. They're slick. And they're wondering why they're not connecting with women. And sometimes, you know what? Like, if something is too slick and too smooth, it becomes suspicious. It's not human anymore. And I think for women, a big thing is, like, they need to develop that trust towards you. They need to have that realness of connection. They need to believe what you're saying. And so in order to do that,
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And, you know, guys really over-egg the macho, perfect image of themselves. And instead, if they were capable and able to talk about, like, the fact they weren't any good with women at school, or they feel kind of shy in social situations, or
toads, yeah.
You know, they've got a good business now, but they screwed it up 3 times before, that's better, isn't it?
I remember when my other half told me, actually, listen, if you had met me at university, you would have hated me. And I'm like, that is interesting thing to tell me about himself. And also, I'll let you in on a little secret. All of us girls, we actually like the little boys within you. So always when I kind of see a guy playing a video game or just doing something that's kind of maybe boyish, but it's about him being passionate or interested about something, I'm like, oh, that's cute. So, you know, you're going to get into a woman's heart and into a woman's bed, not just by being the kind of the strong, polished guy, but by being uniquely, authentically yourself. So there's nothing that I'd recommend more just by that than really getting in touch with who you are. What were you into? What makes you happy? What makes you the unique person that you are?
100%. And you know what else is interesting about this is Pau and I reckon we're in like the strong woman category, aren't we? Like of the women
I
in the world.
So,
I think we probably, you know, we run our own show. Last Saturday, we went to like a bisexual women's only party. We like run hold it down.
Like,
you know,
basically.
We don't ask anyone for permission. We just go, we're here drinking wine. It's like, yo. And like, you know what? What I think is interesting is between individual partners, right, you have like a polarity thing where everyone is a bit of a combo of the masculine and the feminine, and you need someone to balance you. So if you are naturally a little feminine as a guy, this is not negative, this isn't weak, and actually you'll probably be a great balance for like one of those strong women that's out there. Like I always find guys that are more sensitive, more intuitive, more open, more connection-based, more quirky, they snap with my like personality brilliantly. Put me in a room with like Mr. Alpha macho male and we will like kill each other, and not in a sexy way. No, it's not that I'll fuck the alpha male and then go home to my beta male boyfriend who's doing the dishes. No, I think the alpha male is an idiot and not well-rounded, and usually like I can only form that connection. So instead of really, if you're an alpha male, by the way, this is fine, you know, you'll find your own balance. But for the guys that are listening who don't identify that way, there will be a balance out there. So you do not need to change who you are. You need to become a truer version of yourself.
That's the thing, that the real strength, both in women and in men, is in the weakness that you allow yourself to show. So are you actually comfortable talking about stuff that you suck at? Are you comfortable to, from time to time, make a little joke, self-referential joke? You know, stuff like that really gives me a clue, typically, whether somebody's really internally strong or whether they're just trying to make an impression that they're strong and they've got it together.
Completely. I mean, that's something we actually came across, right, last, like, before, because as everyone knows, I wear my heart completely on my sleeve. Like, I definitely don't come from a holier than thou perspective. If I did, I'd probably be living in the countryside, married with two children and a yellow Labrador by now. The fact that I'm living the fact that I'm living in like this hipster location surrounded by model railway magazines left behind by my horrible ex-boyfriend, you know, it's like, does that mean that I'm invalid as a person or not good or struggling? No, it means like I'm a human and humans go through stuff and there's nothing wrong about that. And there's actually, when you're comfortable and you have that self-confidence, that self-awareness to be able to talk about it, I think actually people respond to you far better because you come across as more trustworthy, more well-balanced and more of a real actual human. And if there's anything we're missing today in like our like millennial living, it's real actual human connection.
Totes. Yeah. So here's a challenge for you. If you choose to accept it, go to a bar and talk to a first attractive woman that you find about your failures or something that you're not quite as good at. Or tell her a story about a day when stuff didn't go according to the plan and just see how she reacts based on that, as opposed to telling her about stuff that you rock at.
Yeah, exactly. And so you could just say, you know what, here's a great line to get into this because I like to give these little tips. So you could just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to tell you a story. Or hey, you know what, I've got a story for you. So you introduce it that way, like you acknowledge that a story is about to happen. Then you share an anecdote from your life. Now, this is actually brilliant to do. If you know the conversation is, you know, you're going into question mode or it's getting a bit quiet or you're running out of stuff to say. Actually, it's not that you don't have enough stuff to say. It's that you're self-censoring too much and you're not willing enough to talk about yourself. So use that. Say, hey, you know what? I've got a story for you. Then share that little anecdote of failure. Share that little anecdote where stuff didn't go to plan. And then at the end, you know, you can say, you know what? I don't even know why I told you that. I just felt like I want to be open with you. And pause.
That's a good one.
You know, the eye contact could be there. That would be quite hot, wouldn't it?
I'm getting goosebumps. I think I would react to that.
So
next time you meet me in the bar, I want an anecdote.
Okay, I'll go, hey, I've got a story for you. And then you remember, you find, it does not have to actually be strictly relevant to her. It just has to be engaging and heartfelt and open. And at the end, just say, you know, I'm not really sure why I shared that with you. I just thought I'd be open. Pause, looking deeply into her eyes, pause some more. And at this point, if she's not melting, I will be surprised. And you know, if she's not melting, she's not the right person for you anyway. Yeah. And another sexy girl will be. So whatever. And I think adopting this attitude where vulnerability can actually be strong and can actually be sexy is incredibly awesome. And I think if you do it as well, you know, you're going to attract the right kind of woman. Like if the woman that you're speaking to, she only interested in somebody who's like super successful, cars and money. Not that that's what women generally are interested in, but then she's an idiot. Great, you've got rid of her. Fabulous. Like,
plus, what she's probably looking for, as opposed to a wholehearted, awesome guy that she can have some amazing times with and perhaps a relationship with, she's looking for someone to lift her up and kind of help her think in better terms of herself. So we know women like that, right?
Yeah.
Sadly, there are girls out there that want that kind of status, by having a guy on her arm who is, you know, having all the expensive cars, but probably she's using him more to feel better about herself, as opposed to looking for someone who she can truly share her life with. And you know, and that's sadly true.
Yeah. So in this way, if you want to find either like the punchy strong woman or the woman who's got her own passions or interests, or the person who's like creative and quirky and interesting, manifest those qualities in yourself first. Be okay and be open about that, and then you're going to find the same coming back to you in return. Now, I have to say, like, everything that you do, Pau, is, you know, at least in your one of your other businesses, is all about being unconventional but also kind of being yourself as well and getting to that authenticity.
Very true. Yeah.
So if people want, who are listening to this, like your vibe and want to engage and come down to one of the events, which I'll probably be getting drunk at.
See Hayley drunk. Very good. You can tell her an anecdote.
And I always dress up like, you know.
PVC skirt for the win. Absolutely.
So there you go. If you want PVC skirts and authenticity, where do they find that?
Unconventionalconvention.com. There'll be one before Christmas and it's likely to be with my friends at East London Strippers Collective. So if you're into that, stay tuned.
Amazing. And of course, if you love this podcast, or you know, subscribe, and if you hated it, leave us a comment. All engagement is good engagement. You know, I really like your feedback, and I will be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast.
Have fun, guys, and good luck.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.